Happy Tuesday! It feels so good to be back recording each week for this podcast. As you know, I took a mini sabbatical, so to speak, from the podcast for the first time, and I didn't put out any content for 3 weeks at the Lord's leading. And wow, I was honestly really shocked at the continued downloads and the love that Treasured Wellness received during the mini break. So thank you for your continued support. And if you have not left a review for the show, I ask that you would just pause right now, really quick, and go over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review for the show, because that really does boost it with the algorithms and all that mess that I don't understand at all. But it really does work to help other Christian women in your same situation to find the show. And so it's all about community. It's all about collaboration and just being committed to treasuring our wellness, digging into God's word, changing our mindset, and just helping ourselves to really be well in body, soul, and spirit, right? So thank you for that. I appreciate you doing that. And just pause right now and do that and then come on back. And I pray that today's episode really blesses you. We are talking about a biblical mindset shift that is so necessary for God's daughters to really and truly be well in, like I said, body, soul, and spirit. Why are God's daughters just as sick as the world? Grab your journal and your Bible and let's get to it. As a Christian working woman over 40, are you struggling with consistently low energy and tiredness, but sick of the confusing midlife info out there? Are you tired of that menopausal belly bloat and worried you will always have that annoying brain fog feeling? Been there. But right here is where you get clarity and hope through biblical and holistic health solutions. Hi, I'm Michelle, holistic health coach and fellow midlifer. As the heartbeat of your home, decide right now in this season to partner with God with discipline, intentionality, and commitment to changing your life at midlife. If you're ready to stop chasing the world's way of health and be your healthiest whole self with more energy and less brain fog than you have had in a while, then you're in the right place. Grab your herbal tea, Bible, notebook, and pen, and let's treasure your wellness. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Treasured Wellness. I am Michelle, and if this is your first time with me, I am so happy you are here. A big welcome to you. Today, I want to talk about a very important biblical mindset shift. And the reason why is because I am greatly concerned. I have just been so almost burdened with the fact that God's daughters are just as sick as the world. Why is that? That should not be. Why is it that God's daughters are struggling with the exact same health issues that the followers of the world are? Shouldn't we be different? We're called to be set apart, right? As Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to be set apart. So why are some of us struggling with the same health issues of the women in the world? So you might want to take some notes today, because this is going to be a little bit of tough love, but with more of a focus on the love part. So open your heart up and open your mind to what God is trying to tell you. So you'll want to take some notes. You'll want to jot down the verses that I will be referencing. We are talking about treasuring your wellness, and we are talking about treasuring your temple and how that helps you to treasure your wellness. So my core scripture today, the scripture that I'm really going to be camping out on today, is 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. I'm going to go ahead and just read that now. It says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." And so with this, if you look Let's look back though. Let's go back. What is a temple? Okay, let's talk about what is a temple. A temple was a sacred meeting place for the Israelites in the Old Testament. They could go there to worship. They could make sacrifices. They could talk to God there. They had a tabernacle before the temple was built. Remember? And it was a holy place. That was the place where God resided to be near his people. And when Jesus came to earth and he died for our sins and he rose again, he did away with the need for a physical temple. And we just celebrated Holy Week. We just celebrated Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. So praise God for his sacrifice, because he did away with the need for a physical temple, right? We as followers, as Christians, we became the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of Jesus. So if you read all of chapter 6, you will see how Paul is talking about keeping yourself free from sexual impurity and other sins, right? Basically, refraining from allowing yourself to be put in a situation that would cause your temple to be compromised. But let's go back to verse 19. Do you not know? God is saying, Paul is saying, God is saying through Paul, hey, listen up, listen up. Do you need a reminder of who redeemed you? Wow. We all need that reminder, don't we? Do you need to be reminded that God dwells within you, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you because God gave him to you? What does that mean to you? Right? And we all need this reminder, right? Because the truth is, we often take our health for granted. We take our temple for granted. I know I did for many, many, many years. Think about how you take your temple for granted and jot it down. I mean, just journal this out. How have you been taking your temple for granted? Because there is something about putting it on paper that makes it seem very real. Because our mind will forget, right? The body always keeps the score. Our body will always hold on. Our brain will always remember. It's always going to be in the back. But it's an easy default to forget, right? And this is why it can be so hard when we try a new eating plan or nutrition plan or workout plan, but we're not really vested enough that we're journaling everything, we're writing everything down, we're tracking everything, because it makes it easy to have these little slip-ups or cheat days. I don't like the word cheat, but you get my idea, right? So it just makes it easy. So think about the ways that you take your temple for granted. And so again, biblical mindset shifts. You fill your temple with foods that don't bring you nutrition and actually make you feel worse. You deprive your temple of nutrition that it needs because maybe you just don't want it, or you don't want to put the effort into preparing it, or it doesn't sound good to you. You'd much rather do that quick, let me go through the drive-through, or let me just grab and go. I mean, it has been really tempting, hasn't it? With DoorDash and all of this, that it comes right to your door, to literally open up your phone and go, oh, I feel like a cheeseburger, fries, and milkshake tonight at 9 o'clock at night. Bing. And there it is. It's at your door 20 or 30 minutes later. That's not honoring your temple, and it's not helping you. See, God wants us to be in good health, in body, soul, and spirit. He says so in his word. This verse that I always keep next to my desk. It is from 3 John 2. And it says, beloved, I pray that in every way, not just in some ways, not just in one way, every way, that you may prosper and enjoy good health, even as your soul prospers. God would not put that in there, and he would not put verses about our health all throughout the Bible if he didn't care. He cares. He cares about you as his daughter to be well. So going back to how we don't treasure our temple, how we take our temple for granted. Maybe it's not food. Maybe it's that you don't move your body in the way that it needs daily movement because it takes too much time or you don't want to sweat. I've heard that actually. I don't like to sweat. I've heard that as a reason why exercise is not happening. Or maybe you stay up late and you don't allow that restorative sleep to really help your body to recover and restore and repair because something else is always more important. So in our humanity, we get complacent, right? We get complacent with our temple. So Paul is giving us this reminder that because of all he said earlier, therefore, right? Therefore, this is why we need to honor God with our bodies. And I love chapter 6 earlier up in chapter 6, verse 12. It says, I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Wow. That is really, really good, right? Because it's a way of showing self-control. That is a way to honor God with our bodies. And what is one of the fruits of the Spirit? Self-control. Holy Spirit just brought that to my mind. Self-control is one of the fruits of the fruits of the Spirit. We need to really work on some self-control, right? I mean, in this era, in this day and age of fast everything, our attention spans are less than a goldfish, okay? True study done. I can't remember the study. I'm not going to link it. Look it up yourself. But our attention spans are worse than a goldfish. So we need to show some self-control, right? We need to have a little bit of that Holy Spirit directing, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to direct us towards the fruits of the Spirit. And self-control is a really, really important one as well, because it is a way to honor our temple. It's a way to honor God by honoring our temple. It's another way of dying to self, right? Like you are dying to your flesh. You are dying to self. You are always eating that snack at 9:30 at night because you think that you need that to fall asleep. But dying to self is, am I hungry? I'm not hungry. Maybe I'll drink some water. Maybe I'll have a mug of tea. And maybe I'll just go to bed instead of staying up late. That's dying to self. Saying no to things that are in your lifestyle, in your eating habits, that are not honoring God or bringing Him glory. Think about how you feel when you are in that carb coma or that sugar haze. You know, you're not as effective for the kingdom, right? When you reach for that third glass of wine on a Friday night just to numb out from a hard day or a hard week, when we do that, we can't hear God speak to us, right? When we are filling our mind with noise of the world, filling our mind with TV and news and Netflix and social media and numbing out this way, we can't hear God speaking to us. And so our bodies are temples. And God is reminding us to treasure His temple. Honor Him. Glorify Him through the way we treat our temples. This goes beyond what we put into our mouths, right? It's what we put into our minds as well. And in Proverbs it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And so we need to be renewing our minds. Paul tells us that. We need to be renewing our minds daily so that our thoughts line up with what God says. What God says in His truth. What God says in His word, right? 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 17 says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred and you together are that temple. Okay, so God's temple is sacred. Honor your temple. Treat your temple as sacred. Love yourself as God loves you, and treat yourself with gentleness and kindness and some tough love, right? Maybe you need tough love daily until it becomes a healthy habit, a healthy routine, but definitely some tough love, not shame, not belittlement, not guilt, tough love, biblical tough love, godly love, right? You are a treasure. You are chosen and deeply loved by your heavenly creator. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the more you start to see yourself this way, the more you will be willing, happily, to take better care of yourself, even if you've been putting it off for years, right? This powerful mindset shift can help you see yourself the way God sees you. And honestly, isn't it past time that you see yourself as dearly loved, chosen, beautifully chosen, a daughter of the King? Because that is who you are. If you are a follower of Jesus, that is who you are. And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. Praise God for that. So why are God's daughters just as sick as the world? We need to be taking a very serious look at what our mindset is like. What are we allowing into our mind? What is Satan's goal for you? What is his goal for me? To steal, kill, and destroy. It's not God who wants you sad, sick, and stuck. It's Satan who wants you sad, sick, and stuck. So shifting your mindset to what God says about you, about who you are and whose you are, that will naturally make you, I firmly believe this, this will naturally make you want to take better care of yourself, better care of your temple, because it's a temple of the Holy Spirit that is your body. Your body is the temple. So show it some care, show it some love, show it some attention, show it some respect, show it some honor, and watch how much better you feel, how you carry yourself with more confidence in your body, soul, and spirit. Watch your mental health get better, your emotional health, your physical and your spiritual health. Watch. Always seek God. You know, I'm always bringing you back to Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be provided for you. Take this to the Lord and ask him, where am I not honoring my temple? Where am I not honoring you, Lord, with what I'm filling with my mind and in my mouth and my body? Where am I not honoring you? Jot it down. Take this seriously, because the temptation to just throw caution to the wind and do whatever you want, eat whatever you want, live however you want, is strong because it's all around us. But we are called to be set apart, and we are called for a purpose. And when you know who you are and whose you are better able to walk and step into that purpose that God has for you, so that you can rise up and shine the way God wants you to. And if you are ready to take the first step in treasuring your wellness as you treasure your temple, and you are struggling daily with low energy and fatigue, foggy thinking, then I invite you to grab my free resource, my Foggy and Fatigue Freedom Over 40 Blueprint, with daily action steps that you can take to help you regain your energy in a natural way. There are delicious and easy recipes inside as well, and this will also help you in preparing some easy snacks for on the go or for work, okay? So the link for the free Foggy and Fatigue Freedom Blueprint will be in the description. Okay, let's go to the Lord and pray. Father God, thank you so much that you love us dearly, deeply, passionately, and with so much grace. Lord, we thank you, and we just want to honor our bodies as the temples of the Holy Spirit that they are. Father, show us how. Show us, direct us, lead us, guide us. And Lord, you do not convict, you only gently correct. And so we thank you for that, Lord. Help us with this biblical mindset shift. I pray for each daughter listening, Lord, that you will help her to seek you first in every single area of her life, that you do care about the very desires of her heart, and that you care about her wellness, and that you call her for a purpose, and that she needs to be well so that she can fulfill the calling that you have on her life. Lord, give her strength, give her extra energy. Lord, help her to just turn to you all day long for every single concern, worry, fear, because you have not given her the spirit of fear, but you have given her the power and love and a sound mind. A sound mind, Lord. Thank you for that. That is what is in us, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your just unconditional love, grace, and mercy over us. We love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Have an amazing day. And remember, treasure your wellness. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, friend. I hope it challenged you, encouraged you, and stretched you in some way. If it did, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who has been praying for a breakthrough in her whole health? Also, it would bless me so much if you would pop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a quick review to let me know how much you are liking the content and to help other women just like you find the show. Treasured Wellness can also be found on Christian Mix 106 and Radio Free America online streaming radio stations. So check out those two amazing platforms. One more thing, come on over to our Facebook community, Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40. I would love to see you there. Until next time, remember, you are a beautiful treasure.